USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
About 1.3 million Americans a day are receiving a coronavirus vaccination, with hopes that that rate will increase if Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccination receives an emergency use authorization from the FDA. The drug maker asked the agency for consideration for an EUA earlier this week. Dr. Joe DeGuest, vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University, tells CBS News that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would be a welcome addition to the fight against the virus.
Well, just having more vaccine is going to be a huge difference as we need to roll out more vaccine to more people. We have a lot of people waiting for vaccine, and we need more all the time. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a really great vaccine. The data is exciting. 85% effective at preventing severe COVID-19, 100% effective at preventing death. We need this vaccine as quickly as possible.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The CDC says it will release new guidelines for reopening schools next week, as some teachers' organizations push back against reopening their classrooms before they receive a COVID vaccination. A study released last week by CDC scientists said that schools could reopen safely if certain precautions are in place. Representative Nicole Malliotakis says that's one reason she co-sponsored a bill to force schools to use the money set aside in the last COVID relief bill to reopen safely. The New York Republican tells Fox News schools shouldn't be taking the money to remain closed.
And yet our middle school and high school students in public schools are not back in the classroom yet. I think it's very distressful. And it's one of the reasons why I've co-sponsored legislation with Congresswoman Ashley Hinson to require that they use the funds that were set aside, $54 billion that was set aside in the last COVID relief package, which was over a month ago, to help reopen our schools safely. And, you know, states are taking this money. New York has $4 billion in its share, and yet these schools are not reopening across our state.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A winter storm is bearing down on much of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. Wendy King has the details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Meteorologists say a disruptive storm is going to dump snow across parts of the interior south and up the eastern seaboard this weekend. They say it won't be a repeat of the blockbuster storm that shattered snowfall records across parts of the east earlier last week. Winter storm warnings were issued from northeastern Georgia all the way to southern New England. Cities in the warning area include Asheville, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, and Providence, Rhode Island. Forecasters say that two separate storms will not merge to produce a powerhouse storm that would cause extreme snowfall rates and blizzard conditions like the last one. Due to the offshore track, the heaviest amounts of snow will be skewed farther to the east compared to the last storm. Forecasters are predicting 3 to 6 inches of snow along the I-95 corridor.
Top 25 action in college basketball Saturday saw number 6 Texas fall to Oklahoma State in double overtime, 75-76. Number 9 Oklahoma held off Iowa State, 79-72. Number 18 Missouri beat number 10 Alabama, 68-65. Number 12 Illinois topped number 19 Wisconsin, 75-60. Number 13 Texas Tech handled Kansas State, 73-62. And number 25 Drake got by Valparaiso, 80-77. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.